This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying foundation stone of the third phase of Nama Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the 10 fragile countries before 2014. Now, the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. आप देखिए 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे, वही अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed type 7 multi-story flats for members of parliament, MPs at Baba Karak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. Our correspondent reports that the residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the defense minister said, the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between security forces and Pakistani terrorists broke out in the Quardul area of Kishtwar district yesterday. As per reports, around 2 Pakistani terrorists are trapped in the area. Our correspondent reports that the encounter began after security forces received a specific intelligence about the presence of terrorists hiding in the Quardul area of Nagansa in Kishtwar district. Troops of the 17 Rashtriya Rifles, the Special Operations Group SOG of the J&K Police, along with paramilitary forces, launched a search operation in the area. Further details are awaited. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has stated that the state has access to the world's best system and technology to curb incidents like communal hatred through social media leading to riots. He stated that Garuda Drishti tools are playing a vital role in tracking down such individuals and ensuring immediate action against them. In Bihar, the Election Commission of India has issued a notice to senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha for holding 2 epic electors' photo identity cards. India's under-20 women's rugby team won a historic bronze medal at the Asia Rugby Emirates Under-20 Sevens Championship held for the first time in India at Rajgir, Bihar. And that's the end of this news bulletin.